thee down upon this flowery bed, while I thy amiable cheeks do coy, and stick musk roses in thy sleek smooth head, and kiss thy fair large ears, my gentle joy.
Where's Peas Blossom?
Ready?
Scratch my head, Peas Blossom. Where's Mounseer Cobweb?
Ready?
Mounseer Cobweb, good Mounseer, get to your weapons in your hands and kill me a red-hipped humblebee on top of a thistle. And, good Mounseer, bring me the honey bag. Do not fret yourself too much in the action, Mounseer. And, good Mounseer, have a care the honey bag break not. I would be loath to have you overflown with a honey bag, senor. Where's Mounseer Mustard Seed?
Ready?
Give me your neef, Mounseer Mustard Seed. Pray you, leave your curtsy, good Mounseer.
What is your will?
Nothing, good Mounseer, but to help Cavalry Cobweb to scratch. I must to the barber's. Methinks I am marvellous hairy about the face. And I am such a tender ass. If my hair do but tickle me, I must scratch.
What, wilt thou hear some music, my sweet love?
I have a reasonable good ear in music. Let's have the tongs and the bones.
Oh, say, sweet love, what thou desirest to eat.
Truly a peck of provender. I could munch your good dry oats. Methinks I have a great desire to a bottle of hay. Good hay, sweet hay hath no fellow.
I have a venturous fairy that shall seek the squirrel's hoard and fetch thee new nuts.
I had rather have a handful or two of dried peas. But I pray you let none of your people stir me. Oh, I have an exposition of sleep come upon me.
Sleep thou, and I will wind thee in my arms. Fairies, begone, and be always away. So doth the woodbine, the sweet honeysuckle, gently entwist. The female ivy so in rings the barky fingers of the elm. Oh, how I love thee, how I dote on thee.
Welcome, good Robin. Seest thou this sweet sight? Her dotage now I do begin to pity. And now I have the boy, I will undo this hateful imperfection of her eyes. And gentle Puck, take this transformed scalp from off the head of this Athenian swain, that he, awaking when the others do, may all to Athens back again repair, and think no more of this night's accidents, but as the fierce vexation of a dream. But first I will release the fairy queen. Be as thou wast wont to be, see as thou wast wont to see. Dian's bud or Cupid's flower hath such force and blessed power. Now, my Titania, wake you, my sweet queen.
My Oberon, what visions have I seen? Methought I was enamored of an ass.
There lies your love.
How came these things to pass? Oh, how mine eyes do loathe his visage now.
Silence a while. Robin, take off this head. Titania, music call and strike more dead than common sleep of all these five the sense.
Music, ho, music, such as charmeth sleep.
Sound music. Come, my queen, take hands with me and rock the ground whereon these sleepers be.
vain mark I'd veer the morning light.
Then my queen in silence said, trip we after the nightshade. We the globe can compass soon, swifter than the wandering moon.
Come, my lord, and in our flight, tell me how it came this night that I, sleeping here, was found with these mortals on the ground.
Observation is performed, and since we have the vaward of the day, my love shall hear the music of my hounds. Uncouple in the western valley, let them go. Dispatch, I say, and find the forester. We will, fair queen, up to the mountain's top, and mark the musical confusion of hounds and echo in conjunction. But soft, what nymphs are these?
My lord, this is my daughter Hermia here asleep. And this Lysander!
My lord, and this Demetrius is.
Demetrius? And this is Helena. Old Nida's Helena. I wonder if they're being here together.
No doubt they rose up early to observe the rite of May. And hearing our intent, came here in grace of our solemnity. But speak, Aegeus, is not this the day that Hermia should give answer of her choice?
It is, my lord.
Go bid the huntsmen wake them with their horns. Sound! Good morrow, friends. St. Valentine is past. Begin these wood birds but to couple now.
Pardon, my lord.
I pray you all, stand up. I know you two are rival enemies. How comes this gentle concord in the world that hatred is so far from jealousy to sleep by hate and fear no enmity?
My lord, I shall reply amazedly, half sleep, half waking. But as yet I swear I cannot truly say how I came here. But as I think, for truly would I speak, and now I do bethink me so it is, I came with Hermia hither. Our intent was to be gone from Athens, where we might, without the peril of the Athenian law.
Enough, enough, my lord, you have enough. I beg the law upon his head, they would have stolen away. They would, Demetrius, thereby to have defeated you and me. You of your wife and me of my consent. Huh? Of my consent that she should be your wife.
My lord, fair Helen told me of their stealth, of this their purpose hither to this wood. And I, in fury, hither followed them, fair Helena, in fancy, following me. But, my good lord, I know not by what power, but by some power it is. My love to Hermia, melted as the snow, seems to me now as the remembrance of an idle gourd which in my childhood I did dote upon, and all the faith, the virtue of my heart, the object and the pleasure of mine eye, is only Helena. Oh.
Fair lovers, you are fortunately met. Of this discourse we more will hear anon. Aegeus, I will ever bear your will. For in the temple by and by with us, these couples shall eternally be knit. And for the morning now is something worn. Our purposed hunting shall be set aside. Away with us to Athens. Three and three we'll hold a feast in great solemnity. Come, Hippolyta.
Things seem small and undistinguishable, like far-off mountains turned into clouds.
Methinks I see these things with parted eye when everything seems double.
So methinks. And I have found Demetrius like a jewel, my own and not mine own.
Are you sure that we are awake? It seems to me that yet we sleep, we dream. Did not you think the Duke was here and bid us follow him?
Yea, and my father.
And Hippolyta.
And he did bid us follow to the temple.
Why, then we are awake. Let's follow him, and by the way, let us recount our dreams.
When my cue comes, call me and I will answer. Oh, my next is most fair Pyramus. Peter Quince! Flute, the bellows mender. Snap, the tinker. Starveling! Gods, my life, stolen hence and left me asleep. I've had a most rare vision. I've had a dream. Past the wit of man to say what dream it was. Man is but an ass if he go about to expound this dream. Methought I was... No man can tell what. Methought I was... Methought I had... But man is but a patched fool if he will offer to say what methought I had. The eye of man hath not heard. The ear of man hath not seen. Man's hand is not able to taste, his tongue to conceive, nor his heart to report what my dream was. I will get Peter Quince to write a ballad of this dream. It shall be called Bottom's Dream, because it hath no bottom. And I will sing it in the latter end of a play before the Duke. Peradventure, to make it the more gracious, I shall sing it at her death. The ousel cock, so black of hue, with orange tawny bill. The throstle with his nose so true, the wren with his cool quill. The fish, the sparrow, and the bird, the flea.